Welcome back to Dice Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Art playing Teluga.
Roger playing Arendir.
All right, last one was just bonkers. Let's get right into the recap. Last time on Dicey Situations, the gang said their goodbyes to the soldiers of Karoff and hit the road into the deserts of Magria. Almost immediately, they were beset by Tuskuli raiders, vicious wasp men who stalked the dunes, waiting to ambush unsuspecting prey. Led by a gnoll slaver, the Tuskuli quickly surrounded the Chaos crew and their dune buggies and began attacking their precious new truck. Leaping into action, Theo blasted the gnoll out of his vehicle, while Teluga made a mad dive to take control of the dune buggy. Tuskuli raiders leapt onto the back of our hero's speeding vehicle and, working in teams of two, attempted to paralyze Glebnor and Theo. While swooping, spiny demons attempted to sabotage the truck, Arendir and Luga jumped from the cab to the roof to help defend Bleebly and fight off the wasp men. Chaos ensued as elite bow raiders made devastating arrow shots into the wheels and axle of the truck, nearly causing a crash. Theo used his knack for tinkering to fix things up, but things were still looking dire as the Tuskuli continued their onslaught, attempting to kidnap the gang to trade to the gnolls. Things look dire now as our heroes continue their battle against the Tuskuli raiders and careen toward one of Magria's deadly desert storms. Okay, it's looking rough, folks. Theo, you are pinned with arrows to the side of this careening truck going into the desert.
Lovely.
We are going to start with you at the top of the initiative. Unfortunately, I will say, though, as you are pinned there to these arrows, shadows begin to swirl around your body. I'm going to have you make your death save at disadvantage.
Well, the first one was a 19, but at disadvantage, 'tis a 13.
Okay. I guess who would be able to see this on top of the truck?
Arendir.
I mean, Reggie can see it.
And Reggie's right there, too.
Yeah. Arendir, you look down as, like, this smoky shadow seems to be going from Theo's fingertips and crawling up his arm as he bleeds out on the side of the truck. Okay, that's still one success, though. All right, that is Teluga. You are up.
All right, guys, I got this. Let me just boop. And I'm going to go up to the one of the ones, because there's still two on Glebnor. Right?
Yeah, there are two on Glebnor still.
Yep. I'm going to go up to the one. I'm just going to poke him on his back, and I'm going to level 3 inflict wounds.
Okay.
Let's go nat 20 again.
Soup.
Become soup with a 14?
14 just misses.
Well, then I'll just punch you.
It, like, looks around as you poke it in the back of the head. This big wasp man turns.
24 there it is. And a 25.
Both hit.
Dude, you should have just became soup. It would have been so easy. Now you take 21 damage.
As you uppercut this wasp man, make a quick, I'll call it like a sleight of hand check.
Sleight of hand, all right.
Grab the coin as he turns into it.
16?
Yeah, you punch through this wasp man.
Insert Mario hitting the block sound effect.
And in your hand, you are holding a small soul coin with a little wasp on it.
I shake it. I gotta collect them all, guys. And I take out a coin collection thing.
Gotta ding it into a little... okay, perfect. all right. That is my spine devil, who is still trying to get into the truck. It's yanking on the door handle as Reggie's like, "No, no, we have way too much going on." Let's see here. I will make another sleight of hand check. So close. just tugging on the door, desperately trying to get in to just fuck with my little Reggie there. That is the Tuskuli warriors on top. There's just one left after on Arendir's side who is going to make an attack on Arendir. He will make his multi-attack, but he does not have his advantage anymore because you have destroyed his buddy, basically.
Oh, hell yeah.
Am I within 5 feet of him or no?
You're within 5 feet of him, but think of it as Arendir sort of in the middle of the truck. Tuskuli's on his right, you're on his left.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I got a nat 1 on the claw and a nat 1 on the stinger, but I got a nat 20 on the bite.
Ugh.
So you are going to take 10 piercing damage.
Okay.
As this thing bites onto your neck and is trying to, it's like, "You killed my brother!" As it tries to, like, rip away at you. And actually, you can make a quick perception check if you'd like.
Well, it's a nat 1.
You have no idea where the fuck that soul coin went.
all right.
Nothing going on here. Just getting bit.
Never should have come here.
And the one remaining Tuscaloosa warrior on the other side is going to attack Glebnor.
You could try.
He won't hit.
The stinger just hits with a 21. Other two miss, though.
It's always the stinger.
It's always the stinger. 6 piercing damage, halved to 3. You are still raging. Need another DC 13 con saving throw.
A 10.
He stings this big waspy stinger directly into your zom.
My zom!
Your zom!
You are paralyzed for 1 minute.
Can I talk?
I'll say enough to yell my zom. Does that seem fair?
I can't say, Daddy, reach into me and grab my ointment.
Sure, I'll let you say that. Go ahead.
Daddy!
What?
Reach into me and grab my ointment!
Oh, the Zoltions, lotions?
That's the one! It's got 2 charges.
Okay.
Save 1 for Theo.
All right.
All right, you are paralyzed. You can make the save again at the end of your next turn. You're basically going to lose a turn. Just trap. And you guys see that a paralyzed Glebnor, what does that actually look like as you kind of solidify up?
I turn into a statue of a regular man. With, like, on a knee with one hand stretched to the heavens.
So absurd. Yeah, there's just a gooey man stuck in the gunner's seat on top of the back of the truck. That is going to be Arendir. Okay. One guy in front of you.
Yeah, I'm going to attack him. Great weapon master. 13.
13's going to miss.
Just hit normal.
Hasted. Hit. Yeah, go ahead.
17.
17 hits.
All right. We're getting somewhere. 13 damage.
Okay, you're hasty. Looking good.
Oh, yeah, I'm
hasty. You are hasted. Make another attack.
Just a regular one.
Sure. I know, like a weapon master, it's such a risky maneuver.
13.
13's going to miss. I'm so sorry.
It's really hard to swing a 6-foot-tall sword on the back of a moving vehicle.
All right, I'm going to bonus action. Can I see Glebnor by me?
Yeah, Glebnor is, I would say, about, we'll call him like 10 feet away.
Okay.
Taluga's about 5. And on the other side of the truck near the driver's, near the passenger seat, we'll say Theo's about 30 from you right now.
I was going to say, is there a way to position myself within 10 feet of all of them?
You could definitely get Glebnor and Taluga in there, but you wouldn't be able to hit Theo.
Yeah. All right. So I'll still bonus action second wind.
Okay.
So I get 1d10 plus 7 HP back. But also, I use surging wind, which, creatures of my choice within 10 feet of me restore hit points equal to half the hit points you restored plus your wisdom modifier.
Awesome.
So 1d10.
So as you take this like deep breath of holy energy, you get some health back. And Glebnor and Taluga, you're kind of like basking in this holy wind that is coming off of Arendir.
This guy's crazy.
11, so down to 5 for them.
Yeah, you two both get 5 hit points back. Or actually it'd be higher.
6.
Yeah, so 6 hit points back to you two. Nice. And you get your 11.
Yeah.
I'm over half now.
Reggie's panicking a little bit.
Weird.
Yeah, I mean, that's
he never does
surprising.
That.
but he sees that Theo is, like, really injured. I don't know.
That's Reggie what I was banking on.
Reggie doesn't have, like, a ton of healing ability. Let me just double check.
He has aid.
I know. Aid, unfortunately, is temporary hit points, so it doesn't give you back...
anything, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't work when you're downed.
Nope.
He's going to let
shoot
the...
shoot a fireball out the window.
Let the trucker hat take the wheel.
Yeah, I think Reggie's like, you know what? I'm sick of this fucking guy. He's going to roll down the window, put his hand on that demon's mouth, and go to cast Firebolt through the spiny devil's mouth.
And then roll
that's
the
trucker
up.
Rage. That's the trucker rage.
He does hit on a 23 for a hot 8 damage.
Nice.
Shoved a grenade in his mouth.
He's got the one grenade.
He's not using his only grenade on that. That'd be crazy.
Couple of crazy guys.
He fires it, and then with this object interaction, he's just like, and I'm going to just roll that back up real quick. He starts rolling the window back up. He looks at the storm, and he's like, fuck it, we're going through. He's just going to keep careening toward the storm, hoping you guys start getting back in the truck. Somebody roll a d4 for me.
1.
You guys will hit the storm in 1 round.
Oh, my God.
Mark, what have you done? Son!
I'm frozen, so fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just start making some moves, folks. That is going to bring us back to Theo.
That is another death saving throw, unfortunately with disadvantage.
Well, I mean, I'm not even going to roll the second one. It's a 4.
Okay. Reggie is going to use Restore Balance as he sees you having real trouble here. Restore Balance, when a creature you see within 60 feet of you is about to roll with a d20 with advantage or disadvantage, you can use your reaction to prevent the roll from being affected by advantage and disadvantage.
Wouldn't matter, the first one would be 4.
Oh, the first one's a 4. Okay. That shadow starts really creeping up your arms. Your arms are turning black, and you guys look down. It's like a shadow being whipped by the wind on the side of this truck. Okay. That is going to be Toluga.
The one that stung my son.
Yes.
Was that the one that's really wounded? Or the one I killed was the one that was very wounded?
The one you killed was the one that was pretty wounded. The one on Glebnor hasn't really been hurt yet.
Okay. I have a plan. I'm good.
We have one round before the storm.
I'll take the damage. It's fine. How bad could it hurt? It's just sand in my
you
eyes.
You have like 20 something hit points.
Arrows have been doing like 40 damage.
All right. The sand's smaller than an arrow. I'll be fine.
Death by is, a thousand cuts.
Is the lotion is a bonus action to use or a item interaction?
If you want to use your action, it'll be full amount of healing. Bonus action, we'll just get
2d8 plus 2.
Yeah.
Okay. But the main thing is it cures my conditions.
Oh, I was going to do it to our shadow boy over there, and I was going to come back and soup the bug.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, so I'll be right back, son. And you just see me slide belly first off to the side of the truck.
Like a slip and slide.
Like a slip and slide. and then I'm going to scoop some lotion and slap you across the face as I slide back up the truck.
Yeah. Plus 2. Roll that healing for me if you wouldn't mind. 2d8 plus 2.
6.
He's up.
Yeah. You run over and slap this ointment on Theo. Theo, you jolt awake as these shadows pull back off of your arms and you pull yourself off of these arrows. You're hanging on the side of this truck by a fucking thread right now.
I'm gonna
lock the door.
I'm gonna grab you by the collar. Listen, man, the shadow guy was trying to take your body. Get in the cabin. I got a bug to kill. And I just slip up and over. And then I'm going to touch that other bug by my son.
Go for it.
I said you'll turn to soup, goddammit. With a 27.
27 hits?
Oh my god.
For 20 points of damage.
Okay, that's fucking substantial.
And I flip him off.
Now you're trying to hurt my feelings.
As you soup half of his body away. He's got 6 arms. He loses one of them as it kind of whips off his body into the fucking storm. Okay. Looking bad here. The Spine Devil is going to look up at the fact that you guys are driving into an insane, like, maelstrom of sand.
I was like, okay, not for me.
It's going to let go of the side of the truck and go to fly away.
Op attack.
I will say he has to fly. He's going to fly past Arendir. If you want to make an opportunity attack, you can go for it.
Just hold the sword out.
Wouldn't he also fly past Theo?
It would be your reaction.
Theo's in the cab.
He was on the side of the truck still.
Oh, this is a new round, yeah.
I think he's on the opposite side, though.
Is he on there?
I think so.
Okay.
Well,
no, because he
saw you
and Reggie saw.
Never mind. This thing has flyby. I totally forgot about it. They don't provoke opportunity attacks. Okay.
Boo.
You
just bunt. Hold the sword.
Actually, you know what I will have this thing do? Because I'm a dickhead.
Is he going to flip us off?
No, he's going to try to steal a coin on top of the truck.
No!
No!
That's what they're here for.
Oh,
he misses.
Oh, thank God.
Hold on. Do we see him try to grab something?
I would say, Arendir, you look down as this thing swoops by your feet to grab at the coin, looks at you and goes, never mind, and just flies away back into the desert. Okay.
Oh, a coin!
On your next turn, you can just grab that coin if you want. All right, that is the Tuskuli Warriors. Glebnor, you are currently paralyzed, correct?
Yeah, so that gives them advantage, doesn't it?
I'm now going to use Prepare Host.
Oh my god.
No!
Oh my god, they're preparing my son for something.
Putting those little fucking things on my feet.
How far is like Glebnor from them?
They're struggling to find
Glebnor is 10 feet away?
Mm.
Okay, you're going to take 10 piercing damage.
Doing my half in it because I'm still...
Yes, you take half out of 5. You were paralyzed for 8 hours.
Huh?
The paralysis can be ended with successful DC 20 wisdom medicine check. or by a spell or magical effect that cures diseases.
What about my ointment that cures it?
The ointment will also get rid of the paralysis. Okay. But you are completely locked up.
I'm seizing up here, Daddy!
What? That was his action. He's going to make a quick athletics check.
Trying to haul me away?
An 18.
Listen, man, this is like 400 pounds of water.
Do I get to fight this?
You're paralyzed. You don't have a save against it. He grabs you with two of his arms.
But he does it at disadvantage because I'm amorphous.
Oh, you're amorphous. Okay. With the disadvantage, he only gets a 6. He starts trying to lift you out of the gunner's
he just
seat.
Stretches you.
Yeah, exactly. His wings kind of like pull him up as he has to peel you out of there.
I'm like peanut butter, baby.
Yeah, that does not work. Okay. I mean, you would have gotten opportunity attacks and bullshit on him if you tried to fly away, but that's way funnier than
my champion's so spongy.
The other guy's going to attack Arendir, though. He will make his bite, claw, and stinger. It's really good that I no longer have advantage, because I would have gotten 2 nat 20s otherwise. But the stinger is going to hit on a 22.
Another paralyzed boy.
10 piercing damage.
Okay.
And DC 13 con save.
Oh my god, I got nat 1.
You are paralyzed, as you also lock up on the top of this truck. As this Tiskuli, now that you are locked up and frozen, is going to run over and try to help the other one. Now joining this one's space, they have their skittering attack back again. Okay, looking a little rough here. Glebnor.
Be frozen. What's the save?
DC 13 wisdom, I believe.
Oh,
or con.
Well, I thought it, went
it was con.
Because he... prepared host.
Yeah, I'm prepared.
Oh,
now.
Actually, I think you're just full paralyzed until someone does a medicine check on you.
Oh, I can't do anything?
You are just trapped in this stretchy man form.
Don't worry, I got it. I know what to do.
Help!
That is Arendir. On your turn now, you can try to break out of that, so give me a DC 13 con save, I believe.
21.
Shake it off.
It takes your full turn, but you're able to shake it off. That was your action. If you anything with your bonus action, you can do that.
Don't worry, guys. I have a plan.
I hope it's a good one.
It's good. We're going to make a Thunderdome. I think you know where I'm going.
I just want to get... I want to move.
I'm excited.
Yeah. How are we going to get through the storm?
Get in the cab.
Get in the cab. I have a plan.
With Theo. Push him in.
I have a plan.
Okay. I'm gonna go run over to where the front of the cab is by Theo.
Sure, cool.
And then try and push him in to the cab with me.
Yeah, I'll say that'll be kind of like, we'll call that like a free action, sort of.
Well, you also just make hasted movement.
Oh yeah, so. You're hasted. You have your movement, and you have an extra action from being hasted. So let's give me.
Oh,
like,
I grab the coin too.
Oh yeah, you grab the coin. That's your object interaction. You run over with your hasted action. Go ahead, just make like an athletics check to see if you can like. Swing the door open, and then you and Theo get pulled into the cab.
I don't want to get pulled into the cab.
19.
Okay.
Too bad.
If you want to fight it. If you want to make an acrobatics check to pull yourself free out of our cab, you're going to beat a 19.
Didn't beat a 19.
Okay.
You're coming with me, Lord. Don't worry, the Pope has spoken.
You're like kicking and screaming away as you're trying to get back out there with your guns. As Arendir pulls you into the... Yeah, Luga on your back jumps into the cab with Reggie. So you, Reggie, Theo, and Luga are all in the cab now of the truck.
It's getting crowded.
Getting a little crowded. It's real tight in there.
We're all squished in there.
Wicked squished. That is Reggie's turn. He is going to cast aid on everyone inside the cab. So give yourself 5 temporary hit points to 2 of you guys. Top of the round now. I need Toluga and Glebnor to make dexterity saving throws for me.
Do I get advantage because it's a danger sense situation?
I think because you're paralyzed.
I don't.
Yeah. Let me just really check.
He's hunkered in the gunner.
Scene.
But I think if you're paralyzed, I don't think you even make the save.
Yeah, you can make save though.
Well, let me check.
I got a 15 or whatever.
I think it's
okay.
Basically,
so you just make it.
I got a 24.
Is this more like a damage thing?
It's a damage thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 23 fire damage.
Oh, it's hot! It's hot.
Scorching hot winds start tearing at you guys on top of
So truck. You're down to 1 hit point?
Oh, you said 23, right?
Yeah.
I'm down to 3.
I will also make deck saves to the Tuskuli on top.
So did I failed or
yeah,
did
burn
I make
those
it?
Motherfuckers.
You please. Pass, so you're going to half it to 12.
Okay. Thank God I have so many hit points.
Yes.
Not that many now, but
yeah,
previously.
Don't worry, I have a plan, son.
The Tuskuli both fail as you see these razor-sharp hot winds start ripping away at their carapaces. Their wings start getting burned away.
What about the one that got souped already? Sand. He's got to be pretty hurt, right?
These two were like the ones that hadn't got hit as much. So they're both still up, but they're both wicked hurt at this point. Toluga, that is your turn.
Enact your plan.
All right. So would I be allowed to share a space with my goopy son?
I don't think so, no. Okay. I don't think you can share spaces with an
That's
ally.
That's fine. Unless
you
have an ability it doesn't for matter.
I'm Enter just, me, daddy.
Well, I just got told from the wood powers to be that's not possible. So I'm going to get next to him. I'm going to take out my stick.
Okay.
And I'm going to wall of thorns just around us two.
Oh, shit. Make like a little bubble, kind of?
Yeah.
Fuck. Read the spell for me. That's awesome.
You choose to make the wall up to 60 feet long, 10 feet high, 5 feet thick, or a circle that has a 20-foot diameter and is up to 20 feet high. So I guess I can't just make it around us.
I'll let you, instead of making it 20 feet high, kind of wrap it around and make it like a dome.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Thunderdome.
When the wall appears, each creature within this area must make a dexterity saving throw. On a failed save, the creature takes 78 piercing, but I'm doing it around us, so it would hit
both of them.
Both
totally.
Of them.
Roll the damage, because they both rolled pretty high on the dex save, but even half, they might
78.
Fail
78.
Yeah, that's a lot of piercing damage.
25.
Ooh. As you get next to Glebnor and put your staff on top of the truck, this wall, like dome of thorns wraps around you, and you see these thorns go right through the Tuskuli. Make 2 sleight of hand checks.
Give me your coins.
Fish hands just pop
11
out.
And a 21.
Give me your coins.
Right as the thorn spell is about to completely encase you, you see 2 hands leap forward, grab 2 coins out of the air, and pull them back inside as this wall of thorns completely encases you and Glebnor in safety. I think that is going to end combat.
Daddy, wipe me down.
Sorry. Well, hold on. Maybe we could save the charge, and I'll do a medicine check.
Oh, yeah.
We're out of combat now.
You're a medicine man.
You guys in the cab, you guys are just driving through this insane sandstorm. Do either of you want to push Reggie out of the way and start driving?
Yes.
Okay.
I just pick Reggie up and just plop him.
Thank God.
I'm going to have you just make...
Ointment me, daddy.
Someone has to make a dex check for the truck.
Who's got better dex?
Most likely me.
Yeah, definitely you.
Get in the driver's seat.
You guys are all scrambling over each other trying to see who takes control of the truck.
Push me in here. Get the fuck out of the way.
All right. Accelerator's down. Just keep it steady. Nice and straight.
Just straight dex?
Straight dex check.
23.
And then for the medicine... Because I didn't want to waste, not waste healing, but try to save it. I rolled a nat 1.
Ooh. You're like, what the hell kind of poison is this? Glebnor is just so gummy and weird right now and won't be able to move. With a 23, you steer out of the brunt of this massive storm. The truck's only going to take 12 more fire, 12 fire damage. I just realized, though, I think the truck is immune to fire damage, I'm pretty sure.
Because it's a truck.
It is immune to fire damage.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's immune to fire.
Keep on trucking.
Fire, poison, and psychic.
Psychic. Imagine just trying to give like a dirty look to a truck.
Vicious mockery
a truck. And you guys are driving through this storm. Up top, you got a nat 1 there, huh?
Yeah.
You're inside this thorny bubble with Glebnor, and this Tuskuli poison has completely paralyzed him.
Oh my god, what have they done? Let me try one more time. It's just this is our last lotion, son. You saw how dicey things got. We could really use that. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to use the lotion. I start rubbing my hands. I start massaging his shoulders.
Oh, it's literally loosening me up, daddy.
Glebnor, finally, you feel you're able to take back control of your body.
So 18.
11.
11?
You said 2d8.
Plus 2.
Yeah.
All right. And Theo, now that you're driving, can I get a survival check from you?
Whew.
Sorry, son. It's just we're so low on potions. So it's
great.
Okay, Dad.
22.
22. Even with the whipping desert sands, you are able to navigate back onto what feels like road. You can tell at a certain point you were definitely driving through sand, which was kind of slowing you guys down. You've pulled yourself back onto this road in Magria. You can't really see very much, though. Like, visibility is incredibly low. Make a perception check with disadvantage.
15.
Okay. I think with 15, you can see enough to make sure that you don't careen off the road in any one direction. But up in the cab, Reggie's like,
that was so scary. Are you okay?
No.
Yeah, you look bad.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Arendir, are you all right?
No.
Yeah.
Reggie, no.
You all look bad. Is everyone? That was so bad. Why is this place so dangerous? We just left.
I'm going to take the little walkie-talkie thing and just be like, are you guys okay up there?
Oh, yeah. I killed the shit out of these two. You guys are struggling with this?
You can hear like muffled yelling because it's pretty clear. But, like, something is like stopping the sound from going in through their I guess talk box up top.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I think they're alive. I hear noises. Hopefully they're alive.
My lord, I saw a dark shadow taking over your body.
We'll deal with it later. We got to get out of this fucking storm.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. I'm going to cast Prayer of Healing on everyone.
Yeah, you can cast Prayer of Healing in there.
Sweet.
Man, that cabin sounds comfy.
So they get the benefits of a short rest.
Awesome.
During the duration and heal... 2d8 hit points.
Yeah, go ahead and roll 2d8 for me. Is there a radius on that bad boy?
30 feet.
So that hits everybody on the truck.
It's up to five creatures.
So. Oh, okay. So yeah, we'll say
everyone.
Yeah,
we'll get you guys. All the main players.
Yeah, all the main guys.
I'm rolling it. 14.
14, hell yeah. 14 hit points. Rich, you can get your action surge back.
Yep. I did the short rest thing. Got all my stuff back.
Awesome.
Second win back.
And you guys on top of the truck just feel holy waves of bleebly energy coming from the cabin.
Man, this stick is the best.
How long does the Wall of Thorn spell last?
It's concentration.
I know,
but it does have a limit.
There's a duration on it.
Up to 10 minutes.
Okay. So that's perfect because prayer healing, I believe, is also a 10-minute cast time.
Yep.
So you guys are driving for 10 minutes. You guys on top of the cab, or on top of the truck, you can start to see that this wall of thorns is starting to get real brittle and begin to crumble.
Eddie?
All right, hold on. I slap the side. Gorpor, open up the back.
You got it, boss.
Slightly. I'm like, son, we're going to have to roll the ball perfectly so that we just hit the lip and roll in.
Okay. That's so insane. Athletics check, Glebnor.
And then I guess I would be giving the help.
Yeah, you can give the help action.
24.
That's so stupid.
We monkey ball ourselves back in.
As the Wall of Thorns spell is starting to crumble, you push this spiky ball on the top of the truck. It starts rolling a little too quick because you guys are going 100 feet every 6 seconds. But with those insanely high rolls, as you go to tumble off of it, a big gecko tongue wraps around the two of you and pulls you into the back of the truck.
Got you, boss. Are you guys okay out there?
Yeah. We are now.
Yeah.
Good job with this sick Doom Buggy.
Thanks.
All right. So I wasn't expecting you guys to get a Doom Buggy, but you did fucking get one. So
you're welcome, guys.
Let's see here.
You weren't expecting us to get a truck either.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you know, fuck my life. you guys can add a Tormentor to your group inventory, I suppose, as a vehicle. It's got 60 feet of movement, or 60 health, 21 AC, 100 feet of movement, and it does have crushing wheels and raking scythe. You'll have to fix it up, though. This thing is very, very damaged. But if you guys can make it to some kind of a mechanic of some kind, or Theo, if you want to spend a bunch of time repairing it.
What about our boy at the gas station?
Yeah, that's also a great option.
The mechanics are going to rip us off this. They're going to upcharge us for
labor.
For labor and for small parts that we could probably make ourselves. I mean, look, I helped make this and I open up. Oh, wait, hold on. You're not supposed to see that.
I also have mending.
Yeah.
So
you just mend it.
Just three times a day. It'll be a long project.
I have a montage of Theo just mad sweaty, just working on this.
So is it
thing.
Half bug, like half machine?
It looks like
a bug.
You know how like wasps make sort of like so a wax extras, hive?
Oh, vehicle. It's in the extras? Yeah.
It's like waxy dune buggy where the front has kind of been like crushed in from slamming into the back of the truck at 100 miles an hour. But it is repairable though.
Does it have an infernal engine?
It does. This thing also runs on soul coins.
I got plenty of those.
Yeah, we got those.
Yeah, so how many soul coins did you guys get in that battle?
I got three.
Well, I got one.
All right, so
you got a collection going.
At least 4 days of travel off that. Can I get a nature check from everyone in the cab?
12. What?
15.
All right, this combat was insane, and you've been driving for a good chunk of the day. Sun's starting to set, we'll say. You guys are kind of cruising through the desert here. With a 15, I'll say the storm is starting to wind down as you guys make your way through the deserts of Magria on this like windy, crazy road.
Would Gorpor know where the gas station is?
You have a map to it. So, but Gorpor has probably traveled there as a lizard. So yeah, maybe.
Okay.
You can ask him.
Okay.
Theo, as you're driving, the storm starts to clear and it's now open road. As you guys have made it through this crazy storm area where the Tuskuli prey on anyone that gets lost in the dunes pretty much. Can I get a perception check, Theo?
18.
18. As you're driving, you do spot something up ahead off the side of the road. Mm-hmm. It looks like bodies on the ground and there's like a strange circle of runes around them, about a 10-foot radius circle. And I think with an 18, you notice there are these weird bony crabs sort of picking at the bodies.
Is there any way to talk to them?
Now that the storm's died down?
Radio.
Oh, actually, I'll say, let's say that there's a little radio that goes back to the back of the truck because it's fun for me. there's a little radio in front that goes into the back.
I'm going to take the little thing. Breaker. We have some sightings of crabs in a circle of runes or something. Do you want to check this out, Toluga?
This is Big T. Big T's on it.
What's the weather like looking like out there?
Looks like the storm has passed.
All right, I forgot.
Yeah, if you don't do the, it doesn't, doesn't matter.
Yeah. Are you guys making the noise? Because then it'll do it, so it'll be like a double.
Yeah, I have to make the noise. I don't know if this does it.
It sounds like when they do it, it comes back twice because it's like a.
My lord, it looks like those crabs are blaspheming over there.
Oh, no.
Not only, but they're believers.
Just going to come to a halt, like a screeching halt.
Yeah. Can Glebnar and Toluga make deck saving throws for me?
I didn't have one.
26. 26, and I'm going to do athletics to grab daddy.
Yeah, big athletics check.
I'm just so slippery.
26.
Toluga goes careening toward the front of the truck, but you catch him out of the air before he hits the back of the wall.
I can't have solid footing with the sleekness I have.
It's the metal of the truck. It's so slippery.
Would they wax this thing back here? What's going on?
You guys did just clean it. You know, it's looking good back there.
I'm going to put my goggles on.
Yeah, good call. You guys come to a halt.
Oh, goggles on.
you guys come out of the truck. Desert sands have stopped whipping around. You're just kind of in the middle of the road, in the middle of Magria. What do you guys like to do?
As I get out of the cab, I'm casting mending on the shotgun, and I have Judge's Sentence out in my other hand, waiting for Toluga to come around to check everything out. But
yep.
I'm keeping an eye. If anything happens, I'm going to start taking shots.
These crabs don't seem to really notice you guys just yet. They're just picking at these corpses inside this little roomed circle.
I'd like to cast Thaumaturgy.
Okay.
And make my voice boom 3 times as loud as normal.
Be gone, you infidels! You animals!
I get an intimidation check with advantage.
Oh, you fool. The possibilities.
I rolled a 2 twice.
You don't speak crab.
Bone crabs look up at you and go back to eating these corpses.
Let me show you how Plope does it.
How dare you turn away from me?
I just start walking up. Hey, guys. How's it going?
They are beasts.
Sup, guys? How's it going?
Hi.
Hey, what you doing?
Just eating these bodies.
What's with the ruins?
I don't know. We found them like this. We've been eating them.
Really? You just found the ruins here?
Yeah, they're good. I mean, they died one like a day ago or so. So, yeah. Just eating them up. Ruins don't really seem to affect us too much. So, like, you know, we figured, come on in, eat some bodies. Yeah, what's up?
All right, cool. Have you seen, like, this kind of stuff much? Or is it just like a...
I mean, I'm a crab bud, so, you know, just kind of... I'm really just trying to find skulls to make into, like, a little... For my shell.
Yeah. Oh.
So, yeah. I was going to take this guy's head. Is that cool with you, or...
Are these, like, humans?
Guys can make some investigation or perception checks.
Oh, guys, they're cool. Just let me do all the talking.
These guys cool. That guy is holding a weapon and pointing it at me, so I just don't know.
Maybe you hang back, Aaron.
I nat one'd.
Aaron Deer, guard the truck.
Okay!
I got a 3.
Anything for my probe?
I got an 18.
With a 23 and 18, Theo, as you approach it, you look down at these corpses. You notice that there are about 4 of them, 3 dwarves and 1 human. And you notice immediately that they are wearing Krizik regalia.
Oh, these guys are fine. You're cool.
Hold on a second, though. Shouldn't they be turning into soul coins? Is that maybe why the
ruins... Oh, that's probably what the runes are. Oh, yeah. You mind if we just test something real quick with one of the bodies?
Yeah, go nuts.
All right, all right, I take one, I just pull it out of the runes.
Because these creatures have already died, nothing crazy happens. These runes seem like they've gone stagnant. But make some arcana checks if you would.
Okay.
And I'll let you make it with advantage, actually.
I get a nice 4.
20. Not nat 20, just 3.
You look down on the ground.
Yep, runes.
That's runes.
You believe that one of these dwarves was clearly a cleric. They cast a magic circle spell on themselves while they must have been fighting something off. Dying inside of a magic circle spell heals you just normal. This is like a little fun fact for you. It seems that these Krizik knights had cast a magic circle on themselves to kind of defend themselves against attacking demons. Didn't go super hot. The corpses of these people are just laying on the ground here. And you guys can make history or insight checks if you would like. That's for everybody.
Can I just start rifling through their stuff?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, same. 21 on the insight.
And that one again.
You have not left the truck.
Going on over there.
21 on insight.
These are clearly soldiers that abandoned Karoff and are making their way back toward Windmere.
Mm.
Didn't make it very far.
That's okay. What they get.
All right.
Deserters.
Hey, Crab.
Yeah, what's up?
You want to hang out with us?
I mean, we're going to do kind of like crab stuff. We're gonna.
I mean, we'll make sideways. Bodies. We do make bodies.
I guess we can kind of hang out.
Awesome.
And just don't, if you get too close, we will give you diseases by accident. We kind of...
I don't like that.
Yeah, we're full.
Oh, wait, you can't even hear that, but I don't like that.
I just go to, just don't get too close. Well, I mean close meaning like how close are we talking? Like, I'm like right next to you right now. Am I going to catch something?
What if I want to hug the crabs?
If you touch me at all, you might get a really rough disease. We're riddled with disease.
Oh, so just touching though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if we attacked you, what are we going to do?
We're cool.
I have, I typically like to try to kill everything I see, but with you, for some reason, my disposition feels so neutral. So, yeah.
Yeah, man. You're just
I was going to give you bone shiver disease, but I guess not.
guys, just don't touch him. You'll get bone shiver disease, but it's only touch.
What the fuck is bone shiver disease?
It shivers your bones.
Why are we trying to befriend these crabs? Well,
don't you want to give the demons bone shiver disease?
Well, what if you're in the back of the cab and then you accidentally...
Stop short.
To be fair, I think I have a natural glossy protection going, which I definitely have. I don't have that.
We do really like touching stuff, so I just want to put that on Front Street.
I want to hug the crabs.
Actually, you cool with terrariums?
I mean, you got to explain what a terrarium is.
Like a little home?
You
want to
be put
enclosure.
Into a fucking cage?
Not a cage. It's an enclosure. You'll have sand. You'll have your necessities.
I got it.
Just only during travel.
Yeah, sure. Fuck it. Why not? Yeah. The bone crab looks back
you're
at the other crabs.
Do some glass blowing tools. Yeah. New project for you.
Sleight of hand check, Glebnor. You see the crab talks to the other crabs. I talk to the other guys. They're cool with the terrarium deal.
22.
Awesome. Yeah. So, hold on. Just to be clear, how many crabs did I just make a crab army out of?
Three crabs.
That's a hearty disease crab army.
Yeah. Fine. Yeah, so yeah, we'll go on the terrarium, I guess.
I'll get it ready and everything.
You're going to feed us regularly, right?
Yeah.
You're going to forget about us on the terrarium. And
I
then...
would never forget.
Okay.
I partitioned the trailer with glass.
Thanks. That's nice. You see three bone crabs wander into the back of your truck into a glass terrarium. You've added a glass terrarium to your truck full of bone crabs that carry white ghost shiver disease, which is not great.
Don't worry. Hold on. If I touch you with a glove on, will I get it? Or is it like skin on skin?
Yeah, skin on skin. Yeah.
Okay. I need a glove.
Can I make a glove?
You guys can make perception or investigation checks on the dead bodies.
Can I just grab a glove off the one of these?
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want to make a perception investigation on these bodies, go nuts.
16.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not solely looking for just glove, but, you know.
Yeah.
22.
Okay.
That's a 6. 2. I got 6 for glove.
You have not left the truck out here. Just like, just carting the cab.
Oh, my God. Waiting for my God.
22, Glebnor?
Yeah.
Roll a d6 for me.
6 gloves. No. 3?
You can add 3 greater healing potions to your inventory.
Let's go.
We really need it, though.
Yeah. What'd you get there, Toluga?
I got a 6.
Find a pair of gloves.
All right. Hold on. What do I call you, man?
I'm Jonas the Bonus Crab.
Oh, my God. Jonas Bonus. Dap me up.
Yeah, let's do it.
My freshly gloved hand.
Yeah, sick. Man, I really would have loved to give you white bone, white shiver disease, but I'm not gonna.
Just think of all the things that we could do to those other people that we're gonna do it to.
Yeah, again, are you cool with me taking that skull?
Oh yeah, go right ahead. Go right ahead. Do you need help? Do you need help with the removal, or do you like doing it?
I mean, if you wouldn't mind, it would be
all right,
so
you
nice.
You know, let's
if you
just.
Want to just you grab like a dwarven cleric's head and just yank the skull off. That's awesome, man. Thank you. This is going to be great, the terrarium.
Do you want one of these bodies in there?
I mean, I figured like for the road. A road
You know, we'll take a couple.
Yeah. They'll fit in the terrarium, right?
Yeah.
How big is the fucking terrarium? Just a real
he
quick
said he partitioned us.
I partitioned the back half of the trailer.
Perfect.
Half.
You got
we got the buggy squeezed up front with Gorpor, and then the crabs are cooking
and
in
the
back.
And the catapult somewhere.
Catapult's up top. Can you make an insight check on Gorpor real quick?
Gorpor, you're not going to eat these guys, are you?
19?
18?
Listen, I'm not going to eat them, but I'm not going to lie. This is a lot of my real estate that's been taken over, if I'm being totally honest.
All right.
I assumed that like I would have kind of the run of the roost back here, and now I got bone crabs.
Well, hold on. How long is the trailer, actually?
It's 30 feet.
30 feet? What if we just give them 10 feet?
Well, whoa, no, that's 10 feet enough for the crabs. This guy is taking some terrarium. This guy's, we were promised half of the cab here. All right,
hold on.
3 bone crabs. They need the space.
Yeah, we got to roam.
Why are we taking the bone crabs?
Because we could sick them on the demons and give them bone disease.
What if they turn on you?
They won't. We're cool. We dapped up.
That doesn't mean shit.
This guy doesn't trust me. This is crazy.
He's just scared.
I feel like I'm being so
neutral here. And I make sure I suit up before I put an arm around him.
Yeah. Listen, man.
Yeah.
Stop touching the crabs!
It's just going to take a moment.
Theo, you look as a bone crab and Toluca are just staring at you, clearly talking about you in some kind of weird bone crab language.
It's sidebar. He's respecting it right now.
I mean, I think I'm being pretty cordial about the whole thing. I'm just saying that we were promised half of a
cab. I'll figure it out, because we also acquired a doom buggy that I didn't know we were going to have.
That's a pretty big doom buggy, and it feels like your lizard is really... It doesn't look psyched. I'm not psyched about sharing the cab or the truck bed.
I have a plan.
Daddy,
okay.
Osteoporosis.
What?
I don't want anybody to get soft bones.
No one's getting soft bones. My God.
It's so much worse than soft bones. I can guarantee
I'm so happy they can't
really. No, that's true. They don't speak our really intricate bone crab language.
I know, you're very well spoken.
Thank you. I've been out here mostly eating skulls for a bit. You know,
You don't read and you learn this?
No, yeah, no. I was not expecting a small fish man to come talk to me, and I don't know what it is, but I really just like the cut of your jib. Normally, I'd be so into giving you bone crab disease. I would be, like, the second you turned around, I would slash you with my claw. You get bone shivers. I would just wait it out. You die. I'd eat you. But no, I'm not going to do it, though.
But you're cool.
Yeah.
No, and so are your buddies.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine.
God, Jonas, you're awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, I'll figure this whole thing out.
Yeah.
You guys get back there.
Okay, we're going to get to the terrarium. It's going to be fine.
I just see them just like...
Well, hold on, real quick, though. I have an idea, and I'm going to take the empty lotions. And I'm like, you mind if I just take some?
Take some what?
Scrapings? Of your disease.
Oh, I don't know how that would work. You'd have to take some of my body, which I'm not trying to give you my body.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought it was like an ooze that comes off.
No. It's my body.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I mean, maybe I might molt one day.
And then you could have a little bit of that.
I'll give you a heads up.
Stop dangling these carrots.
And you see Jonas talking to the other crabs. He's just like, this guy's going to be a great landlord. I think this terrarium deal is really going to work out for us. We got these bodies. I got a new shell. This is going great. Yeah, the guys are really excited about the half of the truck bed that we now operate. This is really good for us.
What are the other two crabs' names?
Clicky.
Jonas Clicky.
And... Thumpenstein.
All right, so guys, this is Jonas, this is Clicky, and this is Thumpenstein.
I don't care.
Or is it Thumpenstein?
You see Thumpenstein's like, it's Thumpenstein.
Steen.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. It's Thumpenstein.
I don't care.
Start honking on the horn of the truck.
We got an idea.
We got real estate.
I got an idea. The buggy's kind of like beat up, right?
It's pretty beat up. We got to get the buggy fixed so we can... make space.
Yeah. I'm like, Gorpor, come out here for a sec.
Fine.
And me and Gorpor are going to sidebar. I'm like, Gorpor?
Yeah.
down. Sorry. I know you're upset. We're going to fix the buggy. You're going to get your space back. And think of this.
Okay.
See, the difference between you and the bone crabs is that when we're parked out here, you could do whatever you want.
That's true. I can roam. So he kind of just looks around.
You get the ability to roam. So I think just for now, it's going to be cramped and I'm sorry. All right, bring it in.
I really wanted is just to acknowledge my feelings. Give me an animal handling check with advantage. I love that this is where we're at. I think that there's no other way for me to do this.
For 13.
I can see where you're coming from. Being able to hurl poisonous crabs at our foes, it might come in handy.
Yeah, thank you. So it's only temporary. I'm going to talk with the guys. I think I know where I can put the buggy after it's fixed.
All right. I can sleep on the buggy for a day. That's fine.
All right.
If those bone crabs try to eat me in the middle of the night, though, I'm going to be pretty peeved.
Don't worry. We're cool. And if they do that, they're dead. There is no talk
about
it.
Okay, see, a threat of violence was really all I was looking for here.
All right. Get back in there, buddy.
All right. I'm going to curl up around the destroyed dune buggy.
All right. All right, guys. It's cool. Now, I know you're freaking out about the crabs, but picture this.
My only regret is getting bonitis.
And I'm making sure I don't speak this in the crab speak that they speak. We launch them in the catapult at our enemies.
Okay, if you launch one,
the other two are not
going to be happy about that, and they're going to attack us.
Yeah, but they'll be in the terrarium.
What are you going to... You're going to segregate them and then hope that they don't realize that one didn't come back?
Or I just convince them this is a very good idea. I convince them to not give us bonitis disease the second we approached.
Okay, but you don't know what they're planning.
They want... To be honest, it really seems like they are desperate renters.
It also really seems like you're very naive to animals.
Well, hold on. All right, guys, I killed the hell out of that bug guy, all right?
Because it was a guy!
I killed the hell out of that vulture, and I...
No, you didn't! I did!
Well, I mean, I ate him. We ate him.
Yes, but I killed him!
But we ate him, and I was okay with it.
Because he flipped you off!
Okay, and I also said we're going to murder the hell out of the King Vulture Lord demon.
Yeah, we don't have to.
We don't have to. Look how lame that guy... I hung up the wind on him! That's how lame he is.
Daddy, you know I don't like to go against you.
Then don't.
You're becoming unhinged.
How?
We've collected too many animals.
With disease.
I mean,
okay, hold on.
Disease. I have nothing against the crabs.
They're separated in a terrarium.
It's by glass. It could break very easily.
It's temporary.
What are you going to put there?
Metal.
So they can't even see. So it's going to be shrouded in darkness.
There'll be windows. Guys.
This isn't a horse trailer.
Why not? All we got to do is just add slits on the side.
Can you guys make some perception checks for me real quick?
Nat 13. 20.
You guys can see that
22.
One of the bone crabs, Jonas, is now outside of the thing. He's sitting next to Tallulah.
Hey, Tallulah, real quick question. Are you cool with us kind of like decorating the terrarium? Or is that going to like break our lease? How's that going to work? Or is it possible?
I gotta run this by the other guys.
Okay, cool.
They want to decorate.
Whip.
All right, what kind of decorations are we talking?
We thought just maybe kind of like a bone aesthetic back here.
All right, hold on, I got this. I'm going to look for like a cattle skeleton and just...
Sure, it's a desert, go nuts.
You guys cool with if I just put this in there?
Wait.
It's a cow skeleton.
Wait. Is there two of those?
Cow skeletons? How about this? Give me an investigation or perception check, Lebnor.
22?
Glebnor, you are looking for more like spiky bone to help decorate.
I want a bull skull.
Well, we're past that point a little bit. You wander over to what appears to have once been a dead bull. You can see there's bony horns kind of coming out of the sand. What looks to be like a rib cage.
Uh-huh.
You walk over, kind of dig through the sand a little bit. Make a DC 15 dexterity saving throw for me.
Sandworm.
Well, that's a 25. I'm slippery.
Jump out of the way as the bony spines that look like a rib cage try to Venus flytrap shut on you as a massive sandworm pulls up out of the sand.
Daddy!
When I say sandworm, I mean W-Y-R-M.
Oh, no.
This looks to be a wingless, bone-covered dragon that pulls itself up out of the sand. I'm going to need everyone to roll initiative. Here we are.
Before we do, I'm going to go to the... Listen.
I'm wasting all my nat
20s. The other guys are all against you staying. However, if you give that guy bonitis, they'll let you stay.
You want us, that guy? I don't. That seems so dangerous.
They need to know that you aren't going to kill us.
I just feel like when we were talking about the terrarium, it didn't really come up that we'd be fighting a giant sandworm.
Well, how else are you going to find your meals?
I mean, I don't want to eat that. That guy's made of bone. There's no, you know.
But think of the decorations. How many bone crabs have a sandworm shell?
You make an animal handling check or persuasion check with advantage. As truly a massive spine-covered bone dragon is coming up out of the sand. Hot sand's pouring down its body. Truly a thing of nightmares.
12.
Just like, we're going to get back in the terrarium now. All right, you guys got this. We trust you. And then if we get the spines, we'll put them in the terrarium. It'll be great.
Well, the issue is that they are all against you and they are really mad at me.
I just feel like that's kind of like a you problem now.
Right, now they have squatter's rights.
Yeah, we have been sitting in the back of the truck for a bit, so it feels like this is ours.
Okay. Totally well, thanks for not reading the fine print. And I fold the paper and put it in my pocket.
Wait, hold on. We will go over the lease agreement and the insane battle with this bone-covered dragon next time on Dicey Situations. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode. You get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.